This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey there, welcome to episode 639 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. This is my recap, the Cliff Notes version of my conversations with Jim Pauley from Bentley University, Pauliopolis. Great guy, super fun to talk to. Recovering engineer and salesperson into professor and author. So many things that came up in these conversations, so many topics that we covered. And what I want to do is kind of give my recap on this. Of course, make sure to listen to the three parts. The titles of the episodes are Genuine, Building Genuine Human Connections for the Win, Diamond-Shaped Conversations, and Well-Being and Sales Success. So hopefully you go back and listen to those and support him and what he's doing, because that's the key, right, is to get more of this out there and flood the world with some positive sales support so that people understand really what they should be focusing on in sales. Now, in the first part, which is the conversation about authenticity, we talk about his background in sales and then where that led into what he does now. He never thought he was going to be in sales. As he said, he's a recovering engineer that realized he actually likes working with people more than things. And it's similar to my path, where, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of people. I was more interested in sharks and excited about sharks. Got my bachelor's degree in marine biology. Realized I was pretty good with people, and then realized I was much better with people than I thought, and could have a greater impact. And then that's where it went. So same thing for him is what he said. It came down to two things: is teaching and sales, and that it was an easier transition to get into sales from what he was doing. And so it was an interesting part for him to talk about, where he was selling a technical product and he thought he was selling it to technical people, and he thought that his job was to prove how smart he was. And there's so many people in sales who do that very thing. They read the brochure, they go through the company training, they memorize the product, they understand it, they know all the facts and features and all the data points. And they think their role is to prove how smart and knowledgeable and valuable they are to that potential customer, and thinking that will win the day, to build trust, build respect, build credibility by proving how smart they are and how much they know and how much they are the hero of the story. And as he said, because this is what I see a lot as well, not asking a lot of questions. Not asking questions and think that that person in sales knows everything, knows about the product, and knows that, you know, people want it. And if they ask a few questions and identify a fit, then that's all that matters for sales, is you have a square peg problem and I have a square peg solution. And here we go. It should be a no-brainer, right? And of course, there's a lot more to sales than that. If you've been listening to this show at all or any of my content, then you know that I say all the time, there's a lot more to sales than just that. And what he realized was the same thing, was he wasn't asking questions. He wasn't being genuinely curious. He wasn't getting to know that person, their situation. And what he had to do was hold back on the tech knowledge, like hold back what you know. And I do a training on this called the Closing Effectiveness Curve that talks about why slumps happen and the traps that people get into sales when they're not performing well. And the punchline is typically people are trying to prove how smart they are, and that's not what other people want. That's not what the potential customers want to hear. That's not helpful to them, and that's not going to close deals at scale and usually causes slumps to happen. Now, also in this part one where we were talking about authenticity, he was talking about with tech sales and in general, you just have to be more human. And in fact, with all the technology that's available, it's even more important to be more human, because they have the same tech that you do, and they're using it to block you. And if you actually get someone on the phone or they actually want to talk to you, it's because they're looking for a genuine human connection. Thus, the title of the first part of the three-part series is that your goal is genuine human connection. When it comes to people being concerned about AI replacing their role or making them obsolete in sales especially, no, it's what's going to happen is that at the end of the day, it's going to take away the stuff that can be automated and augmented, and it's all it's going to leave is genuine human connection. Your only role, and I've been saying this forever, your only role will then become being a human, having a conversation with another human. And that's it, right? That will be your goal and your role and all that really matters. The tech will fill in everything else. Now, let's talk about part two. Part two is the persuasion episode. It's about the sales process. How do you intentionally move the right people forward with a process? And he shared what his model is, which I absolutely love, which is a diamond-shaped conversation. So if you think of a diamond, like the classic, like the one that you would draw, not like a diamond on a ring, but the one you would draw where it's pointed at the top, goes wide, and then the bottom half comes back to a point at the bottom. And what he said is that the top half, that's rapport and credibility, and then discovery questions, and then there's a divergent process, and you don't want to talk too much about what you do. Then you get to the bottom half, which is how we do what we do, and then that's where you get to the bottom. Now, the middle is discovery. So if you think of the widest part of the diamond shape conversation is the discovery portion of your process. And what he said was the longer you stay in discovery, the bigger the diamond. And if the diamond gets bigger, the bigger the value, like a real diamond would be. And so your goal is to spend as much time in discovery doing what it takes to get the information that you need. And for me, that information is why do they want or need what you're selling? Because once you know that, then what happens is you're solving that at a deepest level instead of just trying to figure out, oh, you have this many reps, or you need this tech solution, or what are your complaints about your current CRM? It's like, no, those are good, qualifying and understanding somewhat discovery, but really what I want to know is why do you want this? Why would this be important to you or your organization? And then what happens is it's game on from there. And I love the fact that what he says is that's the discovery part. The more you do in that realm, the wider the diamond, the bigger the diamond, and then the bigger the value. And then, of course, if the value is big enough, the sale happens easily. And then also, you make more money as a salesperson, right? The goal is if you can solve lots of little problems or bring lots of little value, if you do that enough times, you'll make a lot of money. If you solve really big problems or bring really big value, then you'll make a lot of money as well. And so it's all about that. And I love what he said is the best mindset is how do I help this person? Not how do I sell them? How do I make my quota? How do I X, Y, and Z? It's how do I help this person? And so it's all about going deeper, asking more questions, figuring out how to help them and asking those questions. And I love what he threw in there towards the end, which is about getting an emotional response from people, because that's really the key, is you want an emotional response. People intellectually, usually what happens is emotionally they want something, intellectually they need to make sure it's the safest and best choice and they've got to justify it. And then obviously they want to go back to the emotional side because that's what we thrive on. As much as we want to think and be intellectual as humans, we're emotional beings. And so that's the part that matters most. And when you're in sales, keep that in mind. It's about that emotion. And it's about obviously doing it in an authentic way where you truly do actually want to help people. Now, in part three, we talk about the future of sales. The big thing for him, and this is what I love, is he wrote a book about well-being. And I think that's so important now. Obviously, we're talking about the future, but it's really the future is always now when it comes to this, which is well-being. And I think there's a lot of challenges in the world that cause most people to have mental well-being issues, right? Depression, anxiety. I suffer and struggle with things constantly because my brain is always thinking about scenarios or worried about different things. And if you're not careful and you don't have a way to deal with it or cope with it or offset it or balance yourself out, then you can go into some nasty spirals with those kind of mental well-being issues. Then you layer on sales, where, as I say all the time, and most people know, when you're amazing in sales, you're still losing a big portion of the time. You're still missing more shots than you're hitting, even if you're amazing in sales. And so then you layer on that rejection and that failure, even if you're great, you still have to find a way to mitigate that. And so really focusing on well-being is so important. So make sure to check out his book. We'll have it in the show notes. I actually read it from the time that we went from recording the episode together to recording this, and it's great. There's a lot of great insights in there, a lot of things to help with. and just put into daily practice so many things. Like, I'm a huge journaling person, journaling to get things out of my head, to clear my head, to set my intentions for the day, to write out my goals, to write out affirmations, to, you know, just whenever I get stuck or am struggling, I'll just journal. And I have one of those Remarkable tablets, which is an electronic tablet, which I absolutely love. And I'll just write and get it out of my head. And then once it's out of my head and it's not spinning anymore, I can just move forward. And that helps me. Some people do well taking a walk. Listening to music's always great, because if you have that song that just kind of takes you back to a time when you were happy or just makes you feel happy. But find those things that help you with the well-being, so you can be a well-being, as he says. And furthermore, we're talking about the future of sales. He was talking about the fact that buyers don't want fake interest. They don't want you to pretend like you're interested in them. If you don't care how they're doing, or you don't care about hobbies and sports and things like that, don't do that. You know, they want relative rapport building, relative to them and what's important to them. Don't pretend. There's so many people out there who just fake and pretend, and it's just nice and phony on the surface, and it's just a habit, and it's somewhat of a it's like a habit, but it's an unconscious habit that a lot of people do, where they just ask, you know, how are you doing today? And they don't either mean it, or they don't understand really what they're asking and what they want out of it. So I always recommend putting some intentionality into that. Like, one of the big things is, you know, this whole, how are you doing today? How is your day today? If you do that, most people are going to give you a nice fluffy answer, right? So let's say you're at the checkout, at the grocery store, and you say, hey, how are you doing today? They're either going to say something good or bad or whatever, and it's just going to be standard, and they're just doing that over and over again, you know, all shift. One of the things that I love is asking people, hey, anything interesting happened to you today, right? Anything interesting going on today so far? And then that'll usually elicit a different response at the checkout, or starting a Zoom call or a sales meeting. Because now it's something like, hey, what's interesting? What's been going on today? Anything interesting? Anything stand out? And then there's, you know, usually people have some kind of response, and it's not this, how are you doing today? Because when you ask, how are you doing today? People say fine, good, great. They don't mean it necessarily, but they're just saying it because that's their go-to response as well. And again, when we talk about the technology piece here and the wrapping this up with the future of sales, the biggest thing, going back to even part one where Jim was talking about it, is the human connection, building genuine human connection. It's you understanding that the role is to deal with another human and help them, and they're scared and they're confused and they're worried, they're stressed, they have hopes, they have dreams, they have goals, they have pressure, they have issues, they've had bad experiences in the past, and your job is to build a genuine human connection based on the fact that you actually care and actually want to help people, and then find the intersection of how you can help them by doing a lot of discovery such that you find where that intersection is. Don't just do painful discovery just for the sake of it, but have an intention and a mission of what you're trying to accomplish. And when you do that, sales will be a different game. And in the future, you will future-proof your sales processes and yourself in a sales role, because AI can't replace that. AI can't build genuine human connections. And if you're not doing that, you're going to lose out to the robots who can do fake connections and fake conversations better than you can. So hopefully that helps. Again, make sure to check out the three parts of the episodes with Mr. Jim Pooley. And I hope you take this information, go out there, and make it an amazing sales process that you're following. And of course, thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.